It is time for Suburban Farm Yarns with Monica Main this Thursday morning. Today, Monica and I will be discussing all things gardening with a special focus on weeds. Welcome, Monica.
Hello, Maddie. Yes, weeds.
Yes.
We're still in the Noongar season of Jilba, and that means rain and sunshine, and that means perfect growing conditions for weeds.
Indeed.
Look, weeds are really interesting because they're regarded as just a plant that can grow anywhere or a plant that grows out of place. So, I mean, I blame agriculture, humans basically, because the thing about agriculture is we've developed ways of trying to grow things that we want to eat. And along with those things that we want to eat comes the perfect conditions for weeds. Weeds tend to grow where soil has been disturbed, eroded or denuded. So after mining sites, in quarries, in where a road's been built and in the camber at the edge of a road where all the soil's disturbed. So, yeah, basically, you name it, anywhere that's been disturbed, your backyard, perfect. You know, that soil's constantly been dug over or poked or scratched or whatever. And weeds just go, oh, great, there's a spot for me. So, interestingly enough, there are a lot of edible weeds and weed ecologists. Yes, there are people out there who just study weeds, peoples.
Wow.
They speak of what's called the three P's. So plant, place and perception. So perception is an interesting thing because some people think all weeds are bad. But, of course, some weeds, if you think of them just being a plant out of place, I mean, think of things like dandelions. Dandelions are edible. The flower's edible, the leaves are edible, but often people think of them as being a weed because they're, you know, growing in their lawn. So, you know, they've got the lovely yellow flower head, which is actually like a daisy. So they're made up of hundreds of tiny little flowers, like each little petal ostensibly is not really a petal, it's an individual flower. So they're all clumped together into what's a flower head. Now, they're great pollinators. A lot of weeds are great pollinators, which means humans mightn't think they're great, but insects love them. So if you dig up every single weed in the world, there's going to be a truckload less food for insects and pollinators, the good stuff. And unfortunately, like in America, they've gone bonkers with herbicides, and a lot of those plants that pollinators will live off, are regarded as weeds, end up having nothing left to eat. So, and roadside verges where weeds are growing is often like the last remnant bit of food for insects and pollinators to feed on. And the bee population in America is suffering because of that. But anyway, back to Australia.
We don't love herbicides, do we, Moni?
No, we don't. And it's really great to see, you may often... people's out there notice that some councils are using ways of getting rid of weeds growing along the edges of roads or, you know, in cracks in paving or whatever, just with steam, like with really, really hot water. And if you've got paving or whatever in your backyard, you can pour boiling water on them, and that's often a really good way of killing off weeds, because obviously the boiling water, you know.
Monica, you've just unlocked a very repressed memory of mine. Many years ago I used to work at a oh my gosh, I was a receptionist and we had a little garden outside, and every time I'd boil a tea, my boss would tell me to pour the boiling water outside on the weeds in the little courtyard. I don't know why that just sprung to mind, but yes, boiling water on weeds. It did work.
It did indeed. The thing about weeds too is they're really, really highly adaptable. So there's a huge show bag of plants that fall into that category. Highly adaptable. They grow quickly. They reproduce really quickly, and they evolve really quickly, because if they can reproduce quickly, they can evolve to fit into those conditions that you're giving them. So sometimes they can persist in the soil seed bank and remain viable for years. So even if it's dry and hot, those seeds can just stay there until the right conditions come along, like at the moment when we've had a really warm, wet winter. So you'll notice that there's a truckload of weeds out there. And the thing is too that, you know, bushwalking can spread seeds. You can get seeds stuck to your clothes. They can get stuck in the soles of your shoes. So that can move seeds out into the bush. So it's not just where places, you know, like sand dunes, et cetera, road verges. Unfortunately, they just get everywhere with the seeds. But then there's some that don't just spread by seeds. You've got perennial weeds. So they can have maybe a deep taproot, like dandelions have a deep taproot, and you can snap the top off, but the taproot can still keep growing. Also, if you pull up weeds and they're flowering and you just chuck them on the ground, those seeds, the flowers can still set seeds, and so they can still be viable. So the best way to get rid of, if you put them in your compost, be careful, make sure your compost gets really, really hot because you want those seeds to get cooked. Often seeds can remain in compost, and then when you spread your compost, you're spreading seeds. So, you know, a really good idea is to put them in the green compost bins because that gets taken away, and the way councils use that, the green in the compost bins, is they really cook them in great big heated compost systems, so that destroys all the seeds, which is good. But I mean, you know, you've got plants like that have escaped from gardens. So many plants are now regarded as weeds that have escaped from gardens. They're not just like what you would say is typically weeds that grow in your garden. And in fact, some states have banned certain plants, and it's illegal to grow them because they are so noxious and spread. Like, you might have heard of lantana.
Yes.
Very old-fashioned plant that you can grow in a hedge. Yes, they grow great in hedge. There have been certain species that are developed that aren't as rampant, but lantana can be a terrible weed. Have you heard of Wendy Whiteley, who was married to Brett Whiteley, the artist who died?
I have not. Tell us about Wendy.
Well, Wendy Whiteley. So she lives in Sydney and in a place called Lavender Bay. It's next to on the other side of the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yes.
So in sort of Lavender Bay is next to North Sydney. Very pretty.
Yeah, it sounds gorgeous.
Yes, well, exactly.
Lavender Bay.
And Bay, yeah. And she's living in this fantastic old, you know, old house that they would have bought she and Brett would have bought in the 60s.
Yep.
And in front of her house is this big open space that was just a tangle of lantana and just bush, just an absolute tight jungle of mainly lantana, she said. And it's land that was owned, well, it's still owned by the railways. And she just got in there and paid people to come and help her. And she cleared out all the lantana and she's planted this amazing garden called Wendy's Garden. And it's on this railway land, so it's sort of public land, and the railway has given her another, I don't know, 100-year lease on this land because she basically lets people walk through it. She doesn't own the land. She's just regenerated the land and turned it into these amazing gardens. So if you ever go to Sydney, people go to Wendy's Garden because you can walk through there and you might actually come across her one day. So that's land that was just a horrible mess of weeds, mainly lantana, and she just got in there and hacked it away and planted this amazing garden. So,
wow.
Yeah, you can get rid of those. I mean, but look, there's things like couch grass, you know, couch people plant it in their lawn, or kikuyu. They're both, you know, they're so frustrating because they escape. Morning glory is another thing that was planted in people's gardens because it's got a nice pretty flower. Sweet potatoes are part of the morning glory family too, by the way. But morning glory is regarded as a weed. White arum lilies, you know, the lovely sort of white trumpet lily. And now that's, if you go down to Bunbury, Busselton, down south, anywhere down south, you'll see it growing in paddocks, in riverbeds, in creeks. It's a terrible, terrible weed that birds spread, that the bulbs spread easily, that, you know, that just escaped out of people's gardens. And now you might have heard of, Maddie, have you heard of a thing called Patterson's Curse?
I have. Terrible for horses.
Yes, terrible for livestock. It's really poisonous. It's a toxic weed. It's got this very pretty purple flower.
Yeah.
And it's supposedly named after the Patterson family of Cumbaroona in New South Wales, who planted it in their garden in the 1880s. So they brought it to Australia and thought, oh it's lovely. And because the conditions are nice and warm and sunny, so it escaped out of their garden in New South Wales in the 1880s, and now it's everywhere in Australia, and it's really bad in WA. And yeah, it's poisonous. It can kill sheep and cattle and horses that eat it. Yeah, a lot of farmers are, you know, have a real battle trying to get rid of this thing that just started as a pretty flower in a garden and escaped. So be careful what you plant in your garden, peoples, because it can escape. And there you can go online and see what those plants are that the ag department, that gardening groups say don't plant. Don't have, I mean, there's pond plants you can have that people just go, oh, just chuck that down the drain and it gets in the waterways that and also becomes a noxious weed. So, I mean, one that we would all know is oxalis, or known as sourgrass, soursob. You know, it's got the little yellow flower.
I'm very certain oxalis. I used to eat those as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
It's not noxious, exactly. Me too. It's got like a heart-shaped green leaf.
Yep.
The leaves are heart-shaped, and there's sort of three of those leaves on the leaf head, and the flower is, you know, five-petaled yellow flower, and they're everywhere at the moment. You'll just see
them
on the sides of roads and just everywhere, and they're really resilient to herbicides, even though we hate herbicides, we're not using herbicides, but they're really resilient to herbicides, so, you know, that's just a waste anyway. So the problem is underground, they grow from a bulb, but then off that main bulb, if you pull them up from the main bulb, there's also what's called little bulbils, like tiny little bulbs. And the trick about pulling them up is you've got to get all of those little bulbs out of the ground. And the best way, unfortunately, is, I mean, now when they're flowering is a real indicator that they're growing lots of bulbils. Once they start flowering, they're growing all those tiny little bulblets or bulbils underground. So you really have to get into the soil and dig up all those little bulbs. I mean, some people who've got them growing in their lawn, there's a thing called weed exhaustion. So if you keep mowing your lawn, feeding your lawn, but mowing it and mowing the weeds, the weeds get to a point where they can't flower, they can't, it kind of, you can break the cycle if you just keep mowing off, and eventually, yeah, you break that weed cycle and the grass kind of takes over. I mean, the big key is to get rid of weeds and plant something you want in there, because wherever another plant's growing, it means there's a spot that a weed can't grow. So that's kind of key too.
Yeah.
Like get your mulch in, plant your plants, get your plants that you want in. And now is the time, people, to just get into the zen of weeding, because they're out there now, and just sit down and get in the zone and get a fork, even like a kitchen fork or a gardening fork, and just
get rid of them.
Really try and get rid of them, and don't leave them in a pile, because they can still set seeds. I mean, that's the thing. You've just got to, you know, what is it? One weed now becomes seven weeds
yes.
next year. So if you can get rid of one, you're kind of reducing the load for next time. So
indeed.
Yeah, you just get into that meditation and get rid of them.
Yeah, especially when the weather's as nice as today. Definitely a good time to get out in the garden and get to weeding. Now, Moni, a final question for you. We've said, you know, we've talked about how to get rid of weeds, how to, you know, stop them from growing. But as we said at the start, not all weeds are bad. Do you have a favourite weed?
Well, I've got to say, I mean, fennel you'll see growing everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Purslane, which sounds like a very old-fashioned. Purslane, P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E.
I'm writing that down.
Yep, purslane. And it grows flat. And it has a really fleshy little kind of coin-shaped leaf, like almost like a 1 cent piece, but sort of a teardrop shaped leaf, very, very fleshy, spreads out across the ground, is completely edible. And I've made spanakopita, but without using silver beet, made it with purslane. It's
wow.
really fleshy. So you just let it wilt in the fry pan with a bit of butter or oil, and then you can mix it in with your eggs and cheeses and everything. And it's a really yummy pie. So purslane, look it up.
Purslane.
It is. It's growing everywhere at the moment. You probably got it in your backyard. You didn't even know. super edible, really yummy. It does taste like silver beet. Highly recommend it. Super edible.
Wow. Purslane. Mm-hmm. I will give that a Google, Monica. Thank you. I feel you always teach me something new when you're on. Thanks for chatting with us today.
Hey, no worries. Happy gardening, everyone. Happy weeding.
Happy weeding. See you, Monica.